Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight we're going to be doing page 40, Chaf Amid Beis, here in Siman Reish Nun Gimel in Hilchos Shabbos. And we mentioned last night that we're going to be discussing the dinim of Shehiyah and Chazara, or Hachzara. So we started with the dinim of Shehiyah. Shehiyah means that you're leaving something cooking, going into Shabbos on an open flame. So we pointed out that there are two basic opinions in the Tanoim and in the Rishonim and in the Poskim as to whether Shehiyah is mutter only if something is so fully cooked that it's at the point of mitztamik v'ralo, that's the sheet of the Chachamim, or if Shehiyah is mutter as long as it's already at machal ben drusai, and then it's going to be mutter. So we're working within the opinion that it's only going to be mutter to leave something continuing to cook going into Shabbos when it's already fully cooked, and any further cooking is going to be damaging to the food. It's going to be something that you're not going to be happy about. So in today's entire Amud, we're still within that opinion, again presuming that the fuel that you're using for the oven is the kind of fuel that you can that would turn into hot coals where you can stoke them and they'll become hotter, they'll become stronger. If you're using a kind of fuel that's not a possibility, so then there's no concern of Shehiyah, because all concern of Shehiyah is that you're going to wait for it to you're going to be wanting to speed up the cooking process, so you'll stoke the coals. If that's not possible, then it's not going to be a problem. We also learned last night that if it's not going to be helpful to stoke the coals, it's not going to be a problem. So if you have something that was raw meat, that there's no way, no matter what you do, it's not going to be ready for the Friday night meal. And no matter what you don't do, it will be ready for the Shabbos day meal. So then there's also no Isser of Shehiyah. So let's begin the second line on the page, on page 40. Aval im nispashel, ktsas v'lo nispashel kol tzarko, if it's only partially cooked and not fully cooked, v'afinu nispashel kol tzarko v'mistad mikviyafalo, or even if it's fully cooked, but it still would benefit from further cooking. A lot of times a chalent, even after it's fully cooked, by sitting in the juices and the ingredients mixing together for longer, will make it even better. Then we're worried that you might stoke the coals in order to make it hotter. And therefore, you're not allowed to do Shehiyah unless, here's the fix that allows you to do Shehiyah, unless you are garaf. What does garaf mean? That you remove all of the coals from the oven so that there's nothing to stoke anymore. O katam, your other possibility is to do katam. What does that mean? That you put a little bit of ashes over the coals in order to diminish the heat that they're giving off, and by doing that, we're taking away the concern. It will serve as a hacker, and we'll take away the concern that you're going to be mechata b'gecholim, which is the entire concern of Shehiyah. Let's take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Yud Beis, Shami Yechata, Lemahir Bishulo Kedei Leechol B'layla. The concern of Shami Yechata is that you might try to speed up the cooking in order to be able to eat it that night, O Kedei Shehiyah Mitztamik V'yafeh, or that it will just sit in the juices and really become better, become more tasty. So we said that, how do you get around the Isser of Shehiyah? So there were two possibilities. One is that you remove the gechalim, shahotzi mimenu, chutz lakira, they actually take the gechalim, take the coals out of the stove, umutr bezeh, v'chein b'katam, afilu rak nespashal k'tzas. And also if you cover them with ash, even if it's only somewhat cooked, it's going to allow for the Shehiyah, even if it's not even fully cooked yet at that time. Sivkatan Yudalit, Shekisa HaGechalim, Katum means that you cover the Gechalim, Hainu Kala Gechalim. You have to cover all of the coals. Vein Tzarech Liktom, Ache Nikar Shamesh Klal. You don't have to cover the coals with so much ash that you don't see any fire at all. Rak Bikiso Yefer Kol Shum Milmaila Pneim Sagi. It's just a little something on the top, on the surface of the Gechalim, that's good enough. Afilu Huvera Acherkach. Even if it burns through, Shari, that's still going to be mutter. And that's what the Gemara says. Odomar Shum. The Gemara Viter says, "Tafilu ayog chalim shel rotem she'ena mimarin li kabos kam ken shari." Even if it's rotem wood, which doesn't extinguish very quickly at all, it's going to be mutter. V'atam b'kolzek, even the gila daito d'lo ba'ilu gchalim sagi de'bavadei losu lechtuyeh. The point of all of this is that you're showing that you're not interested in these gchalim, and therefore you're not going to come to be mechata b'gchalim by downgrading the importance of the gchalim in your mind. Od isan, the Gemara says even further. That if the coals are already blackened, then it's like it's katum. Vatam tekim shel chasha shel abosan shel yumamu muchamilsa she'enu kapit b'chituya. That if you didn't do anything to try to make them white hot in order to heat them up properly, so you've already demonstrated that you're not so interested in these gechalim. Now back into the Shulchan Aruch. V'im nasan b'chaticha chaya. If you put in the chalent a raw piece of meat, mutar ki luaisa kula chaya. This obviously before Shabbos, then it's going to be mutter as if it's a raw piece of meat cooking before Shabbos. Aye, but it's a whole chalent and there's only one raw piece of meat. Yeah, but that's good enough. Because that's your clear way of showing that you're not intending to use this food tonight. And even if it's not, the coals are not swept out. And the coals are not, you haven't covered them with ashes. There's another heter that you could put a kedera next to the stove, outside of the stove. So this is another heter. So how many heterim did we learn so far? So one heter to do shihiyah is if it's mavushal kol tzarchut to the point that it's mitzdamek viralo. Another heter to do shihiyah is if you have a kedera chayta, you have raw meat. Another heter to do shihiyah is if it's garuf. Another heter to do shihiyah is if it is katum. Another heter to do shihiyah is by putting in a single piece of raw meat into the dish. And now we have yet another heter to do shihiyah. And that is if you don't do the shihiyah on the stove, but you do it next to the stove. B'samach l'chutzola, let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Tezvav. Mutal l'smachla, yesham d'lo shirin hachakim asmicha b'erev Shabbos la'ashosa mishatech shach. Avla hachzir b'Shabbos asra filu b'smicha. That some say that this is only a heter for shihiyah, would not be a heter for chazara. To put it back right next to the stove on Shabbos would still be asr. V'rak l'svar ha'shniya, muskir b'sof ha'siv, mutar afilu b'chazara, it's only when we get into the other opinion that says that shihiyah is even mutter when it's kamachol ben drusai that we're going to say samachla works for chazara as well. Aval kama achronim cholken al zeh, but many achronim disagree. V'daitam de chazara b'smicha mutter l'kuli alma, and they hold that doing chazara by putting it next to is good enough according to everybody. V'afilu b'smicha l'chadchila b'shabbos yishu mekilin, and there are those that are even makel to do that l'chadchila heicha shakadera adayin cham. As long as the pot is still hot and it's fully cooked. We'll get to this later on in the simon. Sivkat and Tazayin, Kedera. To put the Kedera next to is even if it's not one third cooked, it's less than Machu Ben Jusai. That since you're putting it samuch and you're not putting it on the kira, and again, this is not chazara, this is shihiyah, you're doing this on Erev Shabbos, so just like you're allowed to put a pot of food that is less than machal ben drusai on top of a grufo ketuma oven, so you could put it next to an oven that's not grufo ketuma. Sivkat on yud zayin, right? Did we get that far? No, we're not... Yeah, we did. Meaning this samachutzala, what does that do for you? No, it's still hot. It's hot enough that it's considered yatzoledes. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, v'imhuska b'kasha v'gvava, if the fuel you use for your stove is straw or something like that, then it doesn't need to be garuf v'katum. You're allowed to do shihiyah anyway. Sivkatan yudches mishabur, mutal l'shosala, v'adin b'tochen, you could also do shihiyah inside the oven, to keep the groof because with this type of fuel you can't be mechata anyway, so it's as if it's garuf v'katum. And you do it on Erev Shabbos, it doesn't matter if you put it inside or on top of sivkatin yates afilu einel v'shein b'chashash chitoy. The whole point over here is that there's no chashash that you're going to be mechata b'gachalim, that you're going to stoke the coals. Shemiyad shekala shalheves kala gam agacheles, because these types of fuels, the second the shalheves is gone, the gacheles is gone, meaning there's not going to be any coals to stoke. The flame will last until it burns out, and then there's nothing left. It's like if you burn a candle. So that's it. Once it's out, it's out. There's nothing to play with anymore. So therefore, that would be a heter as well. Let's see the Ramah. Shtei kiros hamatimos zoe tzalzo v'dofen shal cheres b'neim. If you have two stoves, one next to the other, that are adjacent to one another, and there's a pottery wall in between them, ha'achas grufu k'tumah v'shnia einu grufu k'tumah. One of these is garuf v'katum, the other one is not. Mutar lishlos al grufo ketuma afal pi shemosif hevel misha'ena grufo ketuma. You could do shehia on the one that is garufo katum, even though it's receiving some of the heat from the neighboring stove that is not garufo katum. Sif katan chaf afal pi shemosif hevel perish pakira grufa, even though the kira that's grufa that the coals are swept out from is getting hot from the neighboring stove. Vahava mina delahavi keina grufa. So I would think it's as if it wasn't swept out. So kamashmalan delamin hachi. That's why the Rambam's telling us we don't say that. Vafil b'Shabbos mutalachzila. And even on Shabbos you could be machzir something to it. So this is talking about even being doing chazara, not only doing shehia. Even on Shabbos you're allowed to be machzir onto such a stove. When we're going to learn all the conditions that allow for achzara, but this would, if you have all the other conditions, you'd be allowed to do that as well. So to summarize what we learned tonight, we essentially went through, I didn't count them up, but a list of many, many heterim of when you're allowed to do shehiyah, all within the opinion that shehiyah is only, that shehiyah is going to be usher up until the point it gets to mitstamik v'ralo. So heter number one is, if it's at mitstamik v'ralo, that we learned yesterday. Heter number two is, if it's a kitrachaita, it's a raw piece of meat, so it's not going to cook for tonight anyway. Heter number three is you sweep out all of the coals. Heter number four, you cover the coals with ash, even just on the very surface of the coals. Heter number five is that you do it samuchla. You put the pot of food not on the stove but next to the stove. Heter number six is the fuel that you're using is a type of fuel that is not going to ever be, you know, that there's never going to be any benefit to be mechata. Then we learned that there is a machlokas whether you're allowed to do hachzara b'samuchla, or that's only a din in shehia. So Mishnah Berura quoted three opinions. One opinion that says usur, another opinion that says mutar b'diavad, and a third opinion that says mutar l'chadchila. And then we learned that the Rama taught us, the third thing we learned is that the Rama taught us that if you have two adjacent stoves to one another, and one of them is garuf v'katum, and the other one is not, you could put food on the one that is garuf, and even to not only permit shehiyah, to even permit hachzara. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue in Sif Aleph. It's a long Sif, as we're not going to finish it tomorrow either. But we'll continue in Sif Aleph on the top of Chaf Aleph Amin Aleph.